You see, what we have difficulty understanding is that the Hebrew people, the Jewish tradition, was that the people were children of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Israel, father of the people who were chosen by God, given the promised land. But they saw their salvation not in Christ, but in the fact that they were of the nation of Israel. They were called to be a special people. They were called to be the people of the law of God. They were called to be godly. They were called to be like a city on a hill, shining as an example of what God could do in the world. And so when Christ came, that changed things. Jesus was the Son of God brought into the world that we might be children of God. Jesus changed everything. Jesus was the Savior that everyone had been talking about, thinking about, listening for, but not hearing. Jesus was expected to be a conquering king, but came as a suffering servant to change the world not with power, but with love. And so on his birthday every year, even though December 25th is probably not his birthday, but that's church history. We can get into that another time. I'm sure Phil will be glad to tell you all about it in his adult Sunday school class. When we celebrate his birthday, we give gifts because of the great gift that God has given to us. And so in this Christmas Sunday, in this first Sunday after Christmas, the question that I hear echoed back and forth as people come into church is, especially the little people, what'd you get for Christmas? What gifts did you get? What did you receive? What kind of wonderful things happened? How was your Christmas? How was your holiday? What did you do? What did you eat? Where did you go? Who were you with? We're sharing all those things that we have celebrated. But for just a moment, let me take you to a little bit different thought of gifts. If you could ask God for a gift, what would you ask Him for? As children, we always ask for things when we're growing up, and sometimes we are given what we ask for, and sometimes not. Sometimes our parents, in their wisdom, say, no, you can't have that, because it would be dangerous, it would be inappropriate, it would be more expensive than they could handle, or whatever. Shirley sent me this in my email the other day, and I opened it and I thought, oh, how appropriate. Let me just print this out, and I'll change it a little bit, but I think this would be nice to share because we do think about gift giving at this time of year. I asked God to take away my habit. God said, no, it is not for me to take away, but for you to give it up. I asked God to make my handicapped child whole. God said, no, his spirit is whole. His body is only temporary. I asked God to grant me patience. God said, no, patience is a byproduct of tribulation. It isn't granted. It is learned, or perhaps earned. I asked God to give me happiness. God said, no, I give you blessings. Happiness is up to you. I asked God to spare me pain, and God said, no. Suffering draws you apart from worldly cares and brings you closer to me. I asked God to make my spirit grow. God said, no. You must grow on your own, but I will prune you to make you fruitful. I asked God for all things that I might enjoy life, and God said, no. I will give you life, so that you may enjoy all things. Amen. God sent His Son so that we might be children of God. What an amazing gift that is. Heirs to the kingdom of God. God who has all things. Heirs to the kingdom of God. God who can do all things. We are given all things, but we have to learn to appreciate them. We are given life, but we have to learn to value it. We are given forgiveness and salvation, but we have to learn how to appreciate it. How many times do you see children getting gifts, or do you remember yourself getting a gift, and 3 days later it was either broken or forgotten? On to the next. The things we get are only wondrous if we appreciate them. The joys that we have come with understanding, not with price tags. The world begins to celebrate Christmas these days the day after Halloween. I remember when it was just not done that there should be anything Christmassy until after Thanksgiving. But that wasn't enough time to sell enough stuff for people to feel like they had gotten enough out of their Christmas season. And so we have commercialized Christmas to the point where it becomes overwhelming and sometimes disgusting. And yet we have forgotten about the 12 days of Christmas. The traditional Christmas season, the traditional gift-giving time when people would give gifts to each other, not big gifts, but gifts of love, gifts of appreciation, gifts of recognition that would be appreciated over the entire period from the birth of Christ, December 25th, until the day the three kings arrived, January 6th. Phil was kind enough to print us out a description or history of that, and I really appreciate that, because in our tradition, Christmas is over in December. But in the traditional traditions, Christmas went on until January, past the beginning of the new year. Beginning the year in a tradition of sharing and loving and caring and acknowledging the people and the things that we value. God gives us a gift beyond all gifts. God gives us the gift of freedom. Freedom to love each other. Freedom to serve Him. Freedom to be who we can be when we are not tied down and locked into and addicted to the commercialization, the materialness of our earthly world. Freedom to live forever. Freedom to be filled with joy. Freedom to be the people of God. And so, Paul, in his letter to the church in Galatia, talks to them about how God has given them the gift of being His children. I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, "Jesus is the way." And that's true, but that's not a complete quote. The Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The Hebrew people had a relationship with God, but it was not God as Father. It was God as Creator. It was God as the big high guy far off in the heavens. Their Father was Abraham. Jesus says, no, you're not children of Abraham. You're children of God. You no longer have to live under the law as slaves to the law. You're free. I remember hearing a story, and it's an image I want to leave you with. The judge is sitting on his bench. He's handing out sentences of life and death, sentences of jail and fines. He's stern and he's powerful and he is feared until his little son comes running up to his chair and he turns and becomes the loving father instead of the stern judge. In God as our Father, we are His children, innocent of His power and His might and His terrible wrath, but blessed by His promise that we would have, through He who strengthens us. Amen.